Hey, good morning, everybody. It's another Dave Edwards from Jiving Around Fame. That's right. All happening here on KPOO San Francisco. It's a minute past the hour, 9 o'clock. Yeah, not too far from the KPOO studios up there on Geary and Parker. Big explosion, gas explosion there, you probably heard. Obviously on the local news and so forth there at independent contractor digging a hole to put in some fiber optics there for Verizon there, and they struck a gas main. Big flame. Woo! Houses destroyed. People displaced out of their homes. Nobody injured, which is the good news there, and traffic diverted off of Geary and so forth. Now I think they got one direction of Geary already open and so forth. The 38 buses, I think, are running their normal route on Geary past where the incident occurred yesterday afternoon. So anyway, so we're certainly happy that nobody got hurt after that gas main eruption and the flames that shot up there. Property destroyed, five houses, people displaced, about 100. We're definitely hoping for the best for those as they recover from this particular incident yesterday. Anyway, we got the music. We got some sad news in regards to that. People displaced. We also got other sad news that Reed's Records in Berkeley is closing. We'll have details about that as well. Been around for a long, long time. I think it opened up back in the mid-1940s and so forth, and we'll tell you a little bit about that situation. Anyway, we got the music for you right up until 11 o'clock, Prison Focus Radio time, and Bobby Blue Bland, 1963. Bobby Bland from 1963, Sharpies from 1965, not heard on the radio very often, from Toddlin Town. This is The Sock on KPOO with Dave Jiving Around. Good morning.
Here we come again. Run!
the sock. No, not sock it to me, but just plain sock. The Sharpies from out of Tottenham Town, Chicago, 1965. All happening with Dave, 89.5. It's definitely going on right now from 1971. Lou Rawls, That Natural Man on KPOO.
You know,
what?
There was a time when if someone told you to do something, you did it. Bam, right on. No questions asked. It was yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. You never said no, you know? But you know, things are changing nowadays. It's a new day, babies. Folks want to take their own lives into their hands and make their own choices. No longer do they want to go along with the program because everybody says right. You know what I mean? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You see, because I don't want no gold watch for working 50 years from 9 to 5. Oh, while the boss is guzzling champagne and I'm building beer in some dive. Because I want to be happy and free living. Like a natural man.
Like a natural man.
A natural man.
Like a natural man.
Well now, I refuse to listen to people saying that I live too high. I'm gonna taste it now before my one life streaks on by. Cause I want to be happy and free. Just like a natural man.
Like a natural man.
I said a natural man.
Just like a natural man.
Well, now I tried to do what others said that I should do. They said that I should fit in, fool them, make it well. Those kind of dudes just make me crazy and blue. Man, I just can't take it. So when you see me walking, won't you notice that proud look in my eyes? My feet are on the ground and my soul is searching for the sky. Cause I want to be happy and free, living and loving for me. I want to be happy and free, living and loving for me, just like a natural man.
Go back to 1971. I remember that well. Lou Rawls there, A Natural Man, at 10 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And written by Bobby Darin, sung by Johnny Thunder in the summer of 1963. I played this before. Playing it again. Jailer.
Jailer, bring me water. Jailer, bring me water. Jailer, bring me water. My throat is kind of dry.
There you go, from the summer of 1963. Yeah, Johnny Thunder. Here we go, Loop the Loop fame. This was his follow-up, written by Bobby Darin. 13 After 9 with Dave.
This is Jess Gannon with Arab Talk, a show that brings you timely updates on news from the Middle East. Join us Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on KPOO 89.5 FM in San Francisco.
What's going on in the Middle East? You'll find out first, fast, and factual, starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon with Jess and Jamel. You don't want to miss them.
St. John Coltrane Jubilee 50, A Night Called Freedom. On Tuesday, February 19th, we cordially invite you to a very special performance of John Coltrane's civil rights era composition, Alabama, in commemoration of the four girls in Birmingham who passed in the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing in 1963. Joining the church's ensemble for this extraordinary evening of words and music will be saxophonist Richard Howell, guitarist Pascal Bocar, vocalist Ann Mack, and other special guests. Dr. King's words will be reenacted by Robert Fisher and Dr. Gene Mabry. The host of the event is Dr. Nicholas Baham III, author of The Coltrane Church, Apostles of Sound, Agents of Social Justice. This special event is the official kickoff of a year of celebration and fundraising in the name of the founding of the Coltrane Church in San Francisco in 1969 by Archbishop King and Reverend Mother Marina King. St. John Coltrane Jubilee 50, A Night Called Freedom. Music of John Coltrane, words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Doors open at 6, program begins at 7 p.m. at St. Cyprian Center, 2097 Turk and Lyon in San Francisco. Be sure to register and get your tickets at eventbrite.com and follow us on social media at Coltrane Church. St. John Coltrane Jubilee 50, A Night Called Freedom, Tuesday, February 19th. We'll see you there.
How appropriate, right at the time of Black History Month. Searchers, Coasters on KPOO. from the searching one and only Coasters there with Searching. Bill Doggett, this is CC Cisco from 64. All happening with Dave, Jiving Around 89.5. Good morning, everybody. Cisco from 1964. Yeah! Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. 20 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock, the late, great Sim, he sure cooked. No doubt about it. Just having a party. It is 1962 for this. It's a Jiving Around Thursday. Good morning.
We're having a party. Dancing to the music played by the DJ. On the radio, the cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table, me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time. Dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging. Sally's doing that twist now. If you take requests, I got a few for you. Play that song called Soul Twist. Play that one called I Know. Don't forget them mashed potatoes. No other songs will do. Let me tell you, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time. Dancing with my baby, having a party. Yeah. Everybody's swinging. Oh, we're dancing to the music. Dancing to the music.
Party Hardy. With John Hardy. Yeah, right. Late great Sam Cooke from 1962, having a party. I guess it was from the summer of that particular year. From 1966, we got a Johnny Otis production. Yeah, had a sweet dream. Early 67, sometime around that particular time period, from out of Los Angeles, California. Lily of the Valley, baby, had a sweet dream. It was definitely, definitely all about you. Dave in the round, KBO. Yeah, it's Dave here till 11 o'clock. Early 1967 for this, the Lily of the Valley, a Johnny Otis production. I had a dream, a sweet dream, all about you. 25 after 9 on this Thursday morning. First show for the month of February. That's the 7th already. Yeah, how time flies.
If I could go back to those days of the past.
Sunday night oldies, Autumn King of Rock and Roll, please join me. 10 p.m. Sundays on this radio station.
Chronic pain is one of America's most urgent and ignored health issues. One of every five of us knows the torment of relentless, long-standing pain. Each year, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars on medical research for painful diseases and conditions. But while we wait for cures, people are still suffering, quietly, secretly, terribly. It's time for relief. That's why Congress has declared this the Decade of Pain Control and Research. To learn more about Decade of Pain resources for patients, families, and medical professionals, go to www.decadeofpain.org, a new website sponsored by the American Pain Society. That's decadeofpain.org. Log on today. It's time for relief.
And relief from the sunshine, well, unfortunately, that's going to happen for sure. There are beautiful weather we've had for the last couple of days, but that's going to change. Yes, indeed. Currently 46 degrees in downtown San Francisco, and it's going to be mostly, I guess, sunny today. It's nothing really happening. A little sunshine, a little clouds and so forth, but then tomorrow we're going to get some rain. It's going to get up to about 53 degrees in downtown San Francisco. I guess it's at its warmest, and that's going to be around 3 o'clock or so. But then things start getting nasty there. Friday, we're going to have some rain. It may not get above 49 degrees, a chilly rain, 100% chance of rain tomorrow. And that's going to be the case on Saturday with showers. Showers also on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, and then more showers on Tuesday. So I guess for the next, you know, several days, and it's possible that we might have a wet February. That's right, all the way through to the end of the month. We're going to have more rain than we're going to have, you know, sunny and clear skies, just to let you know on that particular situation. Anyway, so as far as today, high about 54 degrees. Friday, a little bit cooler for a high, 49, and then the lower 50s all the way through through next Wednesday. Lows in the upper 40s to mid 40s, in some cases in the upper 30s. So it's going to be cold for the next few days and lots of rain. So if you have any plans for any outdoor activities this weekend, you might think twice about that. That's for sure. Anyway, all happening with Dave, jiving around. We got more music for you. I love everything about you. Bobby Hebb here on 89.5 Radio. The year was 1967 for this. KPOO.
Baby, you got sophistication, and you got yourself a fine education. And I'm so proud of your good reputation. I love everything about you. Every little, everything about you. Oh, 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 I love everything about you. Sweet, sweet lips that taste like honey. Sparkling eyes that shine like money. You make my life so bright and sunny. I love everything about you. Every little, everything about you. Oh, 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 I love everything about you.
Released in the spring of 1963 on Harvey Fuqua's record label, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. This is good rockin' from Rockin' Lucky, KSAM. during the Harvey era. That's right, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Anyway, yeah, good rocking. Calvin Arnold. Hey, it's a funky way to treat somebody. Yeah. Hey, why not?
Said you knocked me down, girl, you kicked me round. Say I'm the biggest fool in this town. Said I do my best, ooh, gotta treat you right now. Said you go out, you stay out all night. Ain't that a funky way to treat somebody?
Funky way to treat me.
Ain't that a funky way to treat me?
Funky way to treat me.
Take a note, girl, you'll keep me out, though.
Out in the cold.
Now I work hard, and I bring you my pay. Then you don't want to see me no more, till then, baby. Ain't that a funky way to treat somebody?
Funky way to treat me.
Ain't that a funky way to treat me?
Funky way to treat me.
Ain't that a funky way to treat me? Good loving, sweet loving man.
Just funky, funky, baby. Funky way to treat somebody. Calvin Arnold from 1967 with Dave driving around 89.5. It's 24 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Woo, D. Clark. Oh, yes. A little heartbreak from the summer of 1964. Come on.
her to the chair. I'd sit there beside her, cause I couldn't leave her here. Heartbreak, it's killing me. Love is killing me.
Summer of 1964 there, D. Clark. Three or four different versions came out 4 years earlier of this. But anyway, that was D. Clark the last.
If you are interested in getting the latest information and news about the Bayview Hunters Point Shipyard development, plus other information and events happening in Bayview Hunters Point, you can listen to the live radio broadcast of the Mayor's Hunters Point Shipyard Citizens Advisory Committee meeting. This CAC meeting is held every second Monday of the month from 6 until 8 p.m. You can hear it live, gavel to gavel, right here on 89.5 FM, KPOO, and KPOO.com. Stay informed.
That's right, JJ, and the next live broadcast is going to be happening this Monday, February the 11th. Be sure to not miss it right here on 89.5 Radio, okay? Okay.
In honor of Black History Month, the Treasure Island Museum will honor the 75th anniversary year of the Port Chicago disaster and trial. A special lecture series and panel discussion will be presented about this story, and a panel of experts will discuss how these historic events contributed to the birth of the civil rights movement, as well as pivotal racial and equity issues still being discussed today. This event is free and open to the public. The event will take place on February 9th from 1 to 4:30 p.m. at the Treasure Island Museum, located on Treasure Island. For more information, call 415-792-6060 or visit treasureislandmuseum.org/portchicago. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the Treasure Island Museum and KPOO San Francisco.
And that event is happening this Saturday. You don't want to miss it. Big Joe Turner, the Oven Burner. Hey! Uh-huh.
Honey hush. Get up, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be coming in hot. All that yakety-yak.
Smoke
it. Oh, yeah, woman. Some all that yakety-yak. You better pick my supper, drop all that talking back. Well, you keep on jabbering, talk about this and that. Well, you keep on jabbering, you talk about this and that.
Turner, baby, 1959. And his redo of Honey Hush. Yeah, 17 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock with Dave, 89.5. Is it all over now? I don't think so. We got more to go. Yes, indeed. Bobby Womack, the Valentinos from 1964. Rolling Stones did a version of this, but I like the original. It's Dave, jobbing around, KPOO. Bobby Womack, along with the Valentinos there. It's all over now. No, it's not. We just started. We got another an hour and 15 minutes to go before Prism Focus Radio. Lots of great music for you as we slow things down just a bit from also 1964, from April, May of that particular year. Gladys Knight and the Pips. Give it up. Yes, indeed. Give it up. It's so hard to do. It's a driving around Thursday. Hey, we got partly cloudy skies right now, but it's going to cloud up a little later on, okay?
Giving up is hard. One. Giving up is hard to do when you still depend upon his warmth.
Late spring of 1964 there, Gladys Knight, the Pips. She did a great job at the national anthem. Yeah. Super Bowl. Here's Joe Tex.
Hold on to what you got. Before you can count, one, two, three, yes they will, yes they will. Listen, fellas, you know it's not all the time that a man can have a good woman, a woman that he can call his very own, a woman who will stay right there at home and mind the children while he's going to work. Woman who'll have his dinner cooked when he comes home. Where some men make mistakes is when they go out and stay because they feel that no other man wants his woman but him. But listen,
if you think no other man wants her, just throw her away and you will see some man will have her. Before you can count, one, two, three, yes they will, yes he will.
Listen, girls, this goes for you too. Because you know I've seen so many women who've had so many good men in life. Men who would stand by them through thick and thin. Men who would go to work every day and bring home their hard-earned pay. Men who would give their women anything that their little heart desired. Where some women make mistakes, when their men go out and let them play, they would stay because they felt that no other woman wanted him but her. Listen, if you think that no other woman wants him, just pitch him out in the streets and you will see. Some woman will have your man before you can count. One, two,
there you go, Joe. Tex, yes, hold on to what you got. For sure, yes, you may not get another chance. It's 9 minutes before the hour of 10 with Dave jobbing around KPOO.
Ghetto Gumbo is what goes down every Friday night at KPOO 89.5 FM from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Hosted by K-Max. It's the show that displays the dopest in underground hip-hop. Interviews from local to nationwide artists. Dope, soul, funk, anything that can fit in an equation. You'll never know what's going to happen on Ghetto Gumbo. It's a dope experience, a great ride. Keep the dial froze and tune in every Friday night. Ghetto Gumbo, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Hi, I'm Jackie Joyner Kersee, 6-time Olympic medalist. I want to call your attention to a disease that has an overwhelming impact on our community. It's asthma, and more than 3 million African Americans have it, including me. I have my asthma under control, and so can you. Do you have frequent episodes when you're short of breath? Do you use your rescue inhaler more than twice a week to treat your asthma symptoms? If so, I urge you to take control of your asthma now. Take the asthma control test. Visit www.asthmaactionamerica.org or call 1-800-377-9575 to help find out if your asthma is really under control. Take the test results to your doctor and talk about an asthma treatment plan that's right for you. Asthma doesn't stop me from doing the things I enjoy. Don't let it stop you. Visit AsthmaActionAmerica.org or call 1-800-377-9575 today.
And there you go. All happening with Dave jiving around. As I mentioned, close to the beginning of the show, some real sad news about Reed's Records, you know, in Berkeley. They're planning on closing in the fall. And this is an article from Berkeley Side written by Kevin Jones. It was released just a couple of days ago. Here's a picture of Mr. Reed, along with Aretha Franklin, there on the front page there. Definitely got to check that out. But anyway, after operating in Berkeley for almost 75 years, Reed's Records, as I said just a moment ago, will be closing this fall. Owner Diara Reed told Berkeley Side, the website there, on Monday that she plans to close the store on October the 19th. So circle your calendar for that. That's going to be the day, and I'm sure there might be something going on that day. And it's a real sad, sad situation to see such a wonderful, you know, business close down. As a matter of fact, she already posted a for rent sign outside the Sacramento Street location back in December. So there you go. And sort of a brief history about Reed's Records. They used to advertise, I think, on KSAN AM radio and KSOL as well. But anyway, they opened in 1945, and Reed's Records, California's oldest record shop, regardless of if it's black-owned or whoever owned it, you know, it's the oldest record shop, as well as one of the few remaining black-owned businesses in Berkeley. You know, it lasted through decades of ups and downs and outlived megastore competitors like Tower Records and Leopold's, you know, and Ray Dobard's Music City, too, for that matter, which wasn't that big, but it was big anyway. But Reed says that her store couldn't beat the effects of technology and Bay Area gentrification. And, of course, you know, they were selling CDs. Nobody buys CDs anymore. It's too bad they can't have an online service or something for downloading music or something like that, particularly the music of the era that they covered when the store was in business and still is in business. That would have been remarkable if they could come up with a business plan like that, but I don't think it's going to happen. But anyway, the African American community they served for 75 years doesn't exist anymore. As Mr. Reed said, no one buys the CDs, so today she says she made four sale signs, four sale signs, And they're not talking, you know, $100 sales, so it's time to call that a day as far as, you know. But yeah, that's all she made was just four sales, you know, in the last, you know, for one particular day, I guess it must have been just a couple of days ago. And so I guess that's about it for Reed's Records, but I guess you're going to hang around, as I said, until, you know, October the 19th. And, of course, we all know Betty Reed Susskind because she was the oldest park ranger. That's right. Years before, she was known as the oldest park ranger. And Deara Reed's mother opened Reed's Records with her then-husband, Mel Reed, in the basement of their duplex at 3101 Sacramento Street back in 1945. The music-loving people, it came together while growing up in the East Bay, had the bright idea to sell race records, as they were called back then, to the Bay Area African-American population, which ballooned during World War II. And it just goes on and on and on. You should read the entire article. It's just fascinating reading, for sure, at Berkeleyside, the website there. Just look to a Berkeleyside link there through Google and look up Reed's Records, and there you'll find the entire remarkable, just a wonderful article about the history of Reed's Records and, of course, what's going to be happening to them in the fall of this year. So definitely we salute Reed's Records, and it's, you know, how appropriate to bring this up during the Black History Month for sure there. We're going to miss Reed's Records, a wonderful place. You walk in there, and it's like family. It really is. So it's hate to see it go, but I guess with times are changing with the technology and everything, Reed's is giving up for sure there, but our memories will live on forever. That's for sure. All happening with Dave here at 4 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Jiving around, yes, indeed, the music till Prison Focus Radio with Brother Leo at 11 o'clock from 1964. I don't know why I'm stuck with that particular year, but that's the way it goes. Byron Lee, the Ska Kings. Jamaica Ska.
Not everybody can do the prison, but everybody can do the ska. It's a new dance you can't resist. Ska, ska, ska. Jamaica ska. Now everybody can do the ska. It's a new dance that goes like this. Now bow your head.
Spring of 1964, Byron Lee, the Ska Kings, Jamaica, Ska, and all that kind of stuff. From KPRO San Francisco, it's 10 o'clock. And we got the Blend Tones for the spring of 1963. Yeah, Lovers.
Don't you know love?
Pittsburgh in 1963. I remember hearing this record on KLIV, which is no longer in existence in 63. In the meantime, that was down in San Jose, 1590, the big 1590. Here's Marvin Gaye, Pretty Little Baby, 2 minutes after 10.
Darling, please stay.
Marvin Gaye, little pretty little baby. It's 4 minutes after the odd 10 on this Jiving Around Thursday. And hey, 1968, Eddie Harris, electric saxophone. This is not the single version. This is the LP of Listen Here. Listen Here. It's KPOO with Dave Jiving Around on February the 7th, 2019. Good morning. There it is, the LP version from 1968. Mr. Electric Saxophone himself, Eddie Harris. Listen here. At 11 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock on this Jiving Around February 7th, and we're well into Black History Month. Yes, indeed. So let's salute that, okay? February's a short month, though. That's the only problem. If you consider it a problem, I don't know.
This is Brother Keith. Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon for Give Life, Save Life Radio, where we cover health, wellness, education, and quality of life. Right here on 89.5 KPOO.
February is Black History Month. But why? Where did Black History Month come from? It began with Carter G. Woodson, a historian and writer. Woodson noticed that his people were, quote, overlooked, ignored, and even suppressed by the writers of history textbooks and the teachers who use them, end quote. So he started a Black History Week in 1926, and people celebrated it enthusiastically. They started Black History Clubs, and teachers started recognizing the contributions of Black Americans in their classrooms. He chose February, by the way, because it held the birthdays of both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, two men he believed had done tremendous work for the rights and liberties of African Americans. It took another 50 years, though, for Black History Month to become officially recognized by our government. The president at the time, Gerald Ford, said that we should seize the opportunity to honor the two often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. Here's the funny thing, though. Carter G. Woodson hoped that someday people would no longer celebrate Black History Month. He saw the day when it would no longer be necessary, when finally we would see Black history in America for what it really is, an essential part of American history.
KPOO celebrating Black History Month.
And there you go. Major Lance, 1966, the year for this, The Matador. 13 after 10, Dave jobbing around, KPOO. 1962 this time. Luther Ingram. Remember him? Yeah. I don't want to be right. Could he be left? I don't know. Depends on what political end of the spectrum you want to be on. That's for sure, but I'm all guinea. Go any further than that. It's 16 minutes after the hour of 10 on this Jiving Around Thursday, Black History Month. We're saluting all the way through February.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If being right means being without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life. Your mom and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. Gentleness of your touch, knowing I got someone else at home who needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
About 10 years. That's too bad. Anyway, I don't want to be right. I could be wrong or left or whatever. Luther Ingram, 89.5 Radio, and Alvin Robinson from out of New Orleans, all happening right now at 19 minutes after the hour 10. I'm going to put a spell on you or a hurt or something like that. We'll figure it out somehow or other. early 1979, Frankie Beverly and Maze. Yes, indeed. All happening with Dave, KPOO. you go, Frankie, Beverly, and Maze, early 1979. Feeling that you're feeling at 26 minutes after the hour 10, 89.5 Radio, KPOO. We're just driving around till Brother Leo is on the scene. Of course, Keith Crawford, 12 noon. You heard his promo earlier. Give life, save life, health, and living happening at 12 noon today and much, much more on this Thursday. Okay, yes, indeed.
I'm Charles Carbone.
And I'm Brother Leonard.
And we're from California Prison Focus.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 until 12 noon, right here on KPOO 89.5 FM for Prison Focus Radio.
We will be dissecting,
debating,
dislodging,
and dismantling
the prison industrial complex
and its impact on prisoners, their families, and the larger community in California.
Find out how you can get involved in the struggle for human rights by listening to Prison Focus every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on KPOO 89.5 for Prison Focus.
If you need help with your walking or your talking or your hearing or your vision maybe isn't quite right, call the 18 Network and we'll get to work to help you live an independent life. We're at your service because there ain't nobody perfect. We can help you find the right kind of service or device to get you moving better, reading better, breathing better, reaching better, leading a better kind of independent life. We're free as the weather. No payments never. All we ever want to do is help you find what you need to live independently. So call us up toll free 1-800-390-2699. We're here for you, serving all of California. Tell your brothers and your sisters and your wives. Tell them all about the 18 Network.
AT is assistive technology, and the 18 Network can help you find sources and maybe even funding for anything from a hearing aid to a breath-activated wheelchair. Call toll-free 1-800-390-2699 or go to 18net.org for the 18 Network.
Helping you live your independent life.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's going to draw you there to the 18 Network. I don't know. No connection with AT&T, by the way. Anyway, as we continue the salute to Black History Month, there's definitely a thing happening, as a matter of fact, beyond Black History Month. I have a way to tell you what's going to be happening during Black History Month. It's in regards to the Jazz B-Day Bash calendar of events. That's right, presented by Noise Records and Cinema, okay, here in San Francisco, featuring live music from The Noise, All Stars, Live Jazz at 7 p.m., film at 8 o'clock, and there's like about four events that are happening for the next couple of months or so. But what's happening during the one, the only Black History Month period, and that's going to be happening on February the 27th, is Dexter Gordorn. Definitely, we're going to salute Dexter Gordorn, okay, born in 1923, and screening his Round Midnight, okay, and I guess he was a saxophone player for sure there, Round Midnight, which was released in 1986. That's going to be happening there, and of course, beyond Black History Month, in March, Aretha Franklin is definitely going to be saluted with the screening of the Blues Brothers. That's right, Dan Aykroyd, you know, and John Belushi. You remember that movie? Aretha featured in that particular film there, and that's March 25th. It all takes place at the Balboa Theater. It's at 3630 Balboa at 38th Avenue here in San Francisco, but the Jazz B-Day Bash calendar event that's nearest to today, it's going to be taking place on the 27th with the story of Dexter Gordon and the screening of the movie Round Midnight. Okay, it came out in 1986. He was featured, I guess, in a cameo appearance in that film, I think. I think that's how it worked. I'm not too sure there. But anyway, check it out. Jazz B-Day Bash calendar event, again, at the Balboa Theater, 3630 Balboa at 38th Avenue, and that's in the Outer Richmond here in San Francisco. Okay, all happening with Dave 89.5 from 1965, D.D. Sharp. Yes, indeed. I really love you. Mm-hmm. 10:30, KPOO, all happening right now. the fall of 1965 there, Dee Dee Sharp, I Really Love You. In the meantime, early 65, the Barry's very own Oz and the Smurlings are going to dance some holes in your souls. Yes, the KPO, Dave, driving around.
Straight and tall. Come out here on the dance floor. Let's have a ball now. Now, baby, let's dance. Baby, let's dance, dance, dance. Holes in our souls. Ain't nobody paying no attention to you. Don't nobody care. No, no, no. In our soul. Now dig this. If we had a dance to do, just like you and me, you can bet she wouldn't have messed around with the goddamn tree. Now, 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 come on everybody.
There you go, dance holes in your souls, Osmond Sterling from 1965, and Big Maybelle from the end of 1966, a little 96 Tears. Question mark, and the Mysterians originally did the hit, but this is an R&B version. It's Dave, jiving around, KPOO.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying, yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. On top now, baby, since you left me, yeah, and you're always laying down at me, yeah, watch out, baby,
Brooke Benton. The year was 1960 for this.
I told you, baby, how I feel. One word can close this deal. Baby, be my queen of hearts. Please give me that love you've got. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good, kiddo. Maybe I'm just wasting time. Can't get you off my mind. You could make me feel so good. I know you could if you only would. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good, kiddo. I wrote you a 6-page letter. I called you on the phone. But you started talking about the weather. Kitty, oh, don't you know that's wrong? I can't stand this playing around. Help me up, don't let me down. Kiss me, baby, tell me so. If you love me, let me know. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good, kiddo. I wrote you a 6-page letter. I even called you on the phone. But you started talking about the weather. Kitty, oh, don't you know that's wrong? I can't stand this playing around. Help me up, don't let me down. Kiss me, baby, tell me so. If you love me, let me know. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good, kiddo. Make me feel so good.
There you go, from the fall of 1960, Brooke Benton, Kitty O.
Come on, baby, and be my guest. I'm trying to party.
Hi, this is Rockin' Jim. You're invited to join me every Monday night for a vintage R&B session. You'll hear vocal groups like the Harptones, Moonglows, Coasters, Dells, and Manhattans. Artists like Laverne Baker, Lil Willie John, Gene Chandler, Billy Stewart, and Otis Redding. Blues people like Elmore James, Lil Walter, and Johnny Guitar Watson. Lots of great vintage instrumental and gospel sides. Everything from the well-known to the very obscure. It's all here for you every Monday night at 8:30 on the Grinders Grooveyard. Your Monday night R&B session. See you then.
Greetings, this is Brandy, your urban farmer and holistic health educator. And I want to know, do you know your farmer? If not, you should. Local food supports the local economy. The money you spend on local products from local farmers and other producers stays in our community. It's reinvested in local businesses. In addition, food grown locally and distributed locally helps stimulate our local economy, providing jobs for our community. Local growers can tell you how the food was grown. When you buy directly from a local farmer, you have the opportunity to ask, what are the best practices used to raise and grow this food? When you know where your food comes from, you have a better relationship with your food. I want to know, do you know your farmer? If not, you can contact me at BrandyMac.com because I want you to know your farmer. This is Brandy Mac, your urban farmer and holistic health educator.
Back to more music, 1964. This was a writer for the Motown Corporation, but he also sang. Eddie Holland, this is Listen Here from 1964. It's a Jivin' Around Thursday, Prison Focus at the top.
Treat them right.
The year was 1964, from Detroit, Michigan to Chicago, Illinois. Yeah, 64 was a big year for both Chicago and Detroit. This is Jackie Ross, Selfish One. At 15 minutes before the hour, 11 o'clock with Dave, driving around KPOO. Town from the summer of 1964 there, Jackie Ross, Selfish One. At 12 minutes before the hour, 11 o'clock, Prison Focus Radio with Brother Leo at the top of the hour here on 89.5 Radio. As we continue the mid-60s, early 1965, we got the one, the only Silky Hargrave from Toddlin' Town. Hey, why not? Hurt by Love on KPOO.
Everyone said it. A man is no good. But when you love a woman, yeah, like you think you should, Lord, she'll hurt you, deceive you, talk about you, then she'll leave you. Now
about the stuff. Oh, they'll hurt you, deceive you, talk about you, then they'll leave you. I've been hurt by love. Oh, hurt by love. Don't want it anymore.
Tune in to Wake the Town for original 45 RPM sounds of 60s Jamaican ska, rocksteady, heavy early reggae. Wednesdays, 3 to 5:30 p.m. on San Francisco's 89.5 FM KPOO and online at kpoo.com. Jamaican oldies every week. Wake the town.
Wake the town, tell the people. About the musical days coming your way.
Tenants, you don't have to move just because your landlord told you to, your building is for sale, you are offered a buyout, or your landlord is harassing you. If your landlord is trying to get you out, talk to a tenant rights counselor immediately. Visit sfadc.org for a list of tenant rights groups in the city. That's sfadc.org. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the San Francisco Anti-Displacement Coalition and KPOO.
Back to more music right now. 89.5 Radio was 1964. The Bay Area's Bobby Freeman, that little old heartbreaker me. 8 minutes before Prison Focus Radio with Brother Leo, who's already in the studio, getting ready to do the shoe at the top of the hour. Yeah.
Ha ha, that little old heartbreaker me. I make all the girls run around. Build them up and then I bring them down. I'll take the best girlfriend out, tell them a lie. Laugh in their face when I see them cry. Keep all the girls hanging on the set up.
Anyway, getting ready to wrap things up, we have a special bonus host here. I guess that's Charles Carbone is going to be joining Reverend Leo there with Prison Focus coming up. Did I see he's a reverend? No, he's not a reverend.
Tomorrow was our wedding day.
but with my own two eyes. Today I saw you kissing my best friend. Now you can kiss tomorrow. Goodbye. Today you really hurt me within my heart. I'll cry. My love for you still lingers on, but you can kiss tomorrow. Goodbye. Of all the love I ever had, baby, I love you more. How could you break my heart? Teardrops dry. I'm going to find myself another love, and you can kiss tomorrow.
Going back to 1962 from out of New Orleans, the one and only Danny White, Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye. They did a thing called Twitch back in the summer of 1963.
Do you like reggae music?
Yeah,
check out the
Saturday
afternoon reggae show. Saturdays from 4 to 7 p.m. where you hear roots, dub, reggae. Plus all the greats like Bob Marley, Delroy Wilson, Buddy Wheeler, The Maytals, Peter Tosh, Blackie Huru, Steel Pulse, new music, dance hall. All happening every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. Like, follow, share. KPOO.
I guess that's it. Another Dave Edwards jobbing around here for the Leo with Charles Carbone coming up with Prison Focus Radio. And don't forget, 12 noon today, Keith Crawford, Give Life, Save Life. And, of course, at 1 o'clock, Connecting the Dots, Judy Drummond, Arab Talk from 2 to 3 o'clock, Johnny Brooklyn, Blues and Oldies, 3 until 5:30. The KPO Community News from 5:30 to 6 o'clock with Harrison DeStang III, Pedro Latino Americano, Latin Sound 68 with Chelis Lopez, English Pound Radio at Brixton Hitman from 8 until 11 p.m., and Madhouse Hip Hop Sounds with Dez from 11 p.m. till 3 o'clock on Friday morning. And don't forget, the Bayview Senior Services presents the 39th Annual Black Cuisine Festival 2019, happening on March the 2nd. That's on a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. 1753 Carroll Avenue at 3rd Street here in San Francisco. Free general admission. We'll have more information in the next couple of weeks or so on my show as well as other shows in regards to this special 39th Black Cuisine Festival for 2019, okay? Definitely check it out. Be alert when we make more announcements about this event that's happening in Bayview Hunters Point. Anyway, you have a good weekend coming up, and we'll see you next Thursday, same time, same station. Again, Prison Focus is next with Brother Leo and Counselor Charles Carbone. Have a good weekend. It's going to be wet out there. Take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.